there. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is March the 30th. It's a Tuesday. We're going to talk about a question, or I guess really you'd call it an answer to a question that many of us have asked at one time or another. Here's the question. When should I stop praying for something, or is it okay to keep asking God for the same thing? I've talked about this before. I think it's a great topic. I think it's something that we all struggle with. And even after what I say today, I have a feeling that there are going to be times when you still might not feel comfortable asking God for a particular intention. You'll understand more when we talk about it. This topic is based on the Give Up Worry for Lent reflection for today. And it's one that I think it's perfect. Now, obviously, of course, I think it's perfect. It's my show. If I didn't think the topic was perfect, then that would say something about me. Anyway, it is the Tuesday of Holy Week, and I'm so glad you are with me. At this point, I plan to be here with you for the entire week. We'll go right through the week leading up until Easter Sunday. I mean, this is big. This is the you know, we spent all of yesterday talking about the fact that even if you don't think that this was your greatest Lent, even if you don't think you accomplished what you should have accomplished, there's no reason to give up. You know, there is today is a new day. There's still time. And I'll let you in on a little secret. Even after Lent is over, it's not the end of trying to become better, to trying to become more like Christ. It's something you can do at any time. Lent is a Lent special because you have the church leading us down a certain road, giving us certain mass readings, giving us suggestions, a lot of people doing it in unison. You have a starting point and an end point. That's the good thing about Lent. Otherwise, we could get into that endless looking forward and saying, well, I'm going to get better one of these days. Lent, we got a beginning, we got an end. So if anything, I think we can look at this week with a sense of urgency, thinking that, well, our time's going to be up. So let's try to make the most of it. And you know what? For somebody like me, that causes me to take action. It causes me to get busy. If I know time is running out, you know, I've heard Matthew Kelly say, and I think it's such a good point, that if you knew your life was ending in a month or a week, would you live your life the same way that you are now? And I would agree with him, probably not. I would probably really step it up if I knew for certain that my life was coming to an end within the next several weeks, the next couple of days. And I think that really says something about us as human beings, that we need that little extra motivation, because it's very easy to become complacent, to put things off, because change is tough. In order to grow in holiness, to grow in virtue, I've got to exert some effort, and that can be difficult at times. But anyway, let's make the most of this last week of Lent. Today we'll talk about how many times is it okay to keep praying for something that you feel you need. All right, so I hope you're able to stick around for the entire show. Now, I'm a little parched today, so I'm going to take a sip of my water, which gives you a chance to take a sip of your beverage or grab a bite of your snack. And then let's turn to Jesus. I mentioned on yesterday's show that for the duration of this week, since we're walking with Jesus, really, in this Holy Week, and we're with a lot of our focus will be and should be on his passion, what he did for us on the cross, we're going to address our opening prayers directly to Jesus for the remainder of this week. So I invite you to join me as we pray to Jesus, who, amazingly enough, is present with us right now. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, it's very easy to take for granted the fact that you're present with us. It's also very easy to overlook your presence in our lives. But Jesus, we make this conscious effort today to focus on you, to focus on your presence with us right now, to thank you for being ever present in our lives. Lord, as we continue to walk through Lent, trying to grow closer to you, trying in a sense to become more like you, we're going to ask for the grace that we need to be able to make the changes necessary. Obviously, we've all fallen short of the mark, some of us more so than others. And I know, Lord, you understand that what you're really looking for is our desire, is our the state of our heart, our desire to change, to bring about that conversion, that internal change, that metanoia. That's what you want. You want the desire more than you want the effects or the results. So please, Lord, grant us the grace to change. Grant us the desire to change. Through the work of your Holy Spirit, please transform us into your image, Lord. And Jesus, we lift up our friends, our families. We lift up ourselves, all who have asked for our prayers, all who are struggling today for any reason. All of our needs, Lord, we give them to you. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers in the best way possible. Lord Jesus, your will be done. Not our will, but your will be done. That's our intent. That's our intent as we pray now. Lord, I ask you to pour out your Spirit upon me. Give me the words for this show. I have an idea what I'm supposed to talk about. You might have another idea. So please direct me, direct my thoughts and words throughout the remainder of the program. And Jesus, please open all of our hearts, all of our minds to be receptive to whatever message you would care to deliver this day. Lord, especially as we contemplate your passion through the remainder of the week, we thank you for suffering and dying for us. Lord, we ask this in your name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you so much for praying with me. And you know what? Jesus heard those prayers. I think so many times, we'll chat about this as we go forward today, when we pray and we don't get an answer, we mistakenly, and I absolutely believe that I can say with certainty, mistakenly conclude that our prayers are not being heard or that Jesus is ignoring us. That's not true. That conclusion is false. Just because we are not seeing immediate results, concrete, physical results to our prayers, doesn't mean he's not working behind the scenes. You know, he's got a lot of pieces sometimes that have to fall into place, could involve other people as well, in order to answer our prayers. Now, yes, sometimes he does have to say no because what we're asking for may not be good for us. But at other times, he's just got to maneuver things to be in the right position to answer our requests. So let's try to be patient when we pray, and let's give him a chance to work because he is always listening and acting on our request. Unfortunately for us, he's got his own schedule, right? We know how that works. It's not easy sometimes. Hey, I'm Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. We do this program every Monday through Friday, and I'm so glad that you're able to join me on the show. I want to remind you that tomorrow is my weekly appearance. That's Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. It's an early morning radio appearance. I will be on, once again, I do this every week, on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. So that's 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on the Sunrise Morning Show. Tomorrow is the final segment of our Give Up Worry for Lent series. We're going to switch it over after that to Give Up Worry for Good, but tomorrow's the final Give Up Worry for Lent series. I hope you'll be able to join me. That's on EWTN Radio tomorrow morning, 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. And then, God willing, I'll be right back here with you in the afternoon. Hope you'll be able to tune in for that, too. Look, I wanted to, thank you because lately I've been getting several comments based on this podcast, my weekly podcast, The Gary Zimek Show, and also my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. Good comments. And I'm really grateful, saying that my work is helping you, that you find me relatable, down to earth. I love it. I've had several people say to me, you know, I hope I don't insult you, but I think your writing is very simple and to the point. And I always say, no, that is a compliment because that's exactly what I'm going for. I try to be as transparent as I can with you when I'm struggling. I let you know I'm struggling. I don't always feel it. And I think it's important that you know that. So thank you for responding. It means a lot to me that you take the time to write me. And from time to time, I've been criticized too, and I take that seriously as well. I want to be here for you. I want to help you. I want to let you know that I love Jesus, that I try my best to follow him every day. I want to let you know that surrendering my life to him was the best thing I ever did, that my life before Jesus and after Jesus looks radically different. But I also want to let you know that sometimes I get discouraged. Sometimes I struggle. But I've learned the value of keeping on keeping on, even when I'm not feeling it. But thank you for your kind responses. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your donations. You know, without your financial support, I wouldn't be able to continue to do this program, especially now that my speaking has been shut down by the pandemic. So thank you, and know that I take this really seriously. I love hanging out with you. I pray for you every day. I thank you for praying for me. And let's continue walking this walk that leads to heaven. I mean, that's every day spent in this world is one day that we're closer, one day closer for us to living with the Lord in heaven, right? Every day we're moving closer to him. We're going home. That's the goal. It's easy to get so focused on what's going on in this life that you lose sight of the spiritual world, the kingdom, the invisible kingdom. It's easy to miss. But that's why I do what I do, and that's why so many people do what they do, to try to highlight this kingdom of God and to be able to walk with the Lord every day. And, you know, I believe that you'll do that too if you're not doing that already. Once you have a relationship with Christ, once you begin to follow him, all kinds of things start to happen. You get a closer relationship with your Father in heaven. You become closer to the Holy Spirit. You begin to love Scripture more. You appreciate the sacraments. You appreciate the value of the saints. You begin to love the church, you know, but it all flows from that relationship with Jesus Christ. So thank you for your support. I wouldn't do the show if you didn't show up. I would probably put my effort elsewhere. So I know you're here. I really can sense your presence. I just feel we're sitting around the table chatting, and we're growing closer to the Lord throughout the process. Okay, so thank you very much for that. If you're a new listener or if you want to find out more about my work, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. All right. Another sip of water. My throat's a little parched today. Took a nice walk. Eileen and I took a nice walk earlier today. It's beautiful out here. Beautiful blue sky. Nice and warm here in southern New Jersey. I love this time of year. It's just fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, so I mentioned the idea at the beginning of the show of how long should we keep praying for the same thing. You ever feel that way? Like you're praying, you're asking God for a particular need. You think it's a good thing. You're praying and you don't hear anything. And after a while, you start to doubt. Nobody's home upstairs. He's not listening. He's ignoring me. Prayer doesn't work. I mean, your mind begins to play all kinds of tricks on you. I'm bothering him. I don't want to bother him. I've heard people say, when I ask them about a certain thing, a certain how they feeling or how's that intention working out, you know, if I knew there was a problem. I've heard people who have said to me, people have it so much worse than I do. I don't want you to pray for me, or you use your prayers on somebody else, or I don't pray for myself. See, when you do that, I know it. Your intentions might be pure and you might really mean that, and that might be really a selfless act. But unfortunately, when you do that, when you don't pray for your needs, you sell God short. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You underestimate his capability to handle your needs and to handle the needs of your loved ones and your friends and those around the world. He can do it all. And the second reason why that, I believe, is not a good idea is because unless you learn to ask, unless you learn to ask God for what you think you need, then number one, you become dependent on yourself. So in other words, in order to depend on God, which is what he wants you to do, and recognize just how weak you are, and that's not a bad thing. That's reality. That's humility. Humility is understanding and seeing yourself as God sees you. We're weak. We basically have no control in this life other than the control of our will, which is a gift to God. God gives us the control, a gift from God. God gives us the ability to have free will, and we can choose to pray. We can choose to offer things up. We can choose to do certain acts of the will. We can choose to embrace our crosses. We can make these choices. We have free will. That is something we can always count on no matter what. Even if you're lying in a hospital bed and you're incapacitated, unless you're unconscious and unable to think, you have the ability to exercise your free will, right? But other than that, everything depends on God allowing you to do things, right? When you don't pray for your needs, or when you are very vague about your prayers, Lord, please bless me today. Well, I mean, that's an okay prayer, but you might want to get a little specific, because unless you start doing that, then you don't give God a chance to answer in a very specific way, sometimes in a miraculous way. And as a result, it causes your faith to kind of get stuck. Because what allows our faith to grow as human beings is to witness God working in our lives. So if I need $25 to pay a bill at the end of the month, it's a good idea to pray for that $25 so that when God answers, if he decides to answer by somehow getting you the money you need, you can say, wow, that's amazing. God came through. You see, because our faith isn't perfect. Our faith has to grow. And we see it in the Gospels where Jesus would perform miracles. People would begin to believe in him because of the miracles. And I know it sounds a little cheesy. It sounds like we're not trusting. But look, we are all imperfect when it comes to our faith. And the Lord knows that. That's the reason he performs healings and various miracles and answers our prayers. Because if he never answered any prayer request, why would we keep praying? No matter how much faith you profess to have, you're going to eventually give up. He knows that. And so he works with us. So I would recommend, if you think you need something, be specific. Yes, pray for yourself. Now, as to how long to keep asking, in my Give Up Worry for Lent Bible verse for today, Tuesday of Holy Week, I use a citation from Jesus in his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is from Matthew chapter 26, verse 44. And Matthew writes this, "So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words." Now this is Jesus praying three times the exact same prayer. And that prayer was, "Father, if it be your will, please remove this cup of suffering from me, but not my will, but your will be done." So the Lord is asking his Father. Jesus is praying to his Father, setting an example for us, and essentially saying, "Please, Lord, please, Father, take this suffering away from me." See, in his human nature, Jesus could pray like this to his Father. They're two individual people. They're different persons, the Father and the Son. So Jesus is saying, "Father, take this will away, this cup away from me." And he prayed it again. And he prayed it again. And we all know how the prayer was answered. Jesus ended up willingly giving up his life on our behalf. So sometimes the Father does say no. And that's okay. But my belief is that, first of all, if we are asking for what we need, and we are asking repeatedly, and we are using the same words, again, you're not praying for something frivolous. This assumes that you're not praying for something frivolous. You're praying for something you think you really need. You are imitating Jesus and showing faith in your Father in heaven by repeating the prayer and asking over and over and over again. When do you stop asking? In my opinion, you stop asking when God says no. And if he wants you, if he wants to say no, he's not shy about it. That's one thing about our Father in heaven. He is not shy about saying no. So if you're praying that you get a particular job and you don't hear anything for a few weeks, and this happened to me a few years ago when I was taking a little respite from full-time ministry and I was applying for a job at one of the local dioceses, and I didn't hear anything, and I kept praying, Father, I really want to get this job. Please let me get it. Please let me get it. And he didn't say no until one day I got an email saying that somebody else had been selected for that position. And that was God's way of saying to me, Gary, this job isn't the best for you. And I said, thank you, Father. I wasn't happy about it. I was actually stunned because it hit me at a very bad time. And I really thought I was going to get the job. That was the other thing. But the good thing was it ultimately led me back to doing what I'm doing now, back in full-time ministry, writing books, speaking, doing radio, which is really, I think, where the Lord wants me. But the point is, he's going to say no. If he does not want you to have something, he will say no when the time is right. And again, his timing is mysterious. You can't figure it out sometimes. You also can't figure out why he will say no. But you can assume, because he loves you and because he's all-powerful, that if God does say no when you're asking for something and he says no, there's a good reason. He's got something better for you, or that thing you're asking for is going to somehow hurt your chances of growing close to him and making it to heaven one day. But absolutely, keep asking. If you think you need something, keep asking. And by doing so, you're flattering God, because you're acknowledging that he can help you and that you need him. You know, when you pray, you wouldn't pray, at least for an extended period of time. You're not going to pray for an extended period of time unless you believe that God is powerful enough to help you and that he cares to help you. So you're really honoring him by praying. And when you pray for the same thing, using the same words repeatedly, you are imitating Jesus, right? So don't feel bad about repeated prayer. That's how your faith grows. And you know, if you would always receive what you asked for on your first request, what would happen over time is you would be viewing God as some sort of a vending machine. It just happens that way. And you get impatient. It's like my internet service. When it gets a little slow now, I get annoyed. We're so used to getting things quickly that we have no patience, no tolerance for waiting anymore. So the same, I think the same thing happens with our prayer life, and God knows that. You know, he is really incredibly smart, much smarter than we can ever grasp. And he does everything for a reason. So I would encourage you, if you think you need something, obviously you're not going to pray for something that you don't think is good. Lord, please let this, I plan to rob a bank. Please let it be successful. I wouldn't expect that prayer to get answered. I mean, I think that's a pretty big disservice to God by praying that kind of a prayer. But that's a crazy exaggeration. But you know what I'm saying. If you think something is good for you, then go ahead and pray. Lord, please let I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to end up saying something really stupid. But you let me not get caught in this extramarital affair. I mean, it's something nutty like that, right? You're not going to pray for anything like that. That's an insult to God. But if you're praying for something that you really believe is good for you, good for your loved ones, keep it up. Keep praying. And when God says no, the expected response is, okay, your will be done. I'm not saying you're going to like it. I don't. When I'm praying for something and he says no, I still thank him. I force myself to thank him. I eventually came across that, made that decision a few years ago, and I started doing it. But I'm not going to tell you I like it. I don't like it. But that's that matter of the will, that conscious choice to serve God and do the right thing and put Him first. Sometimes it involves thanking Him even when you're not pleased with His answer. He knows that. He really gets that. So, yes, keep praying. When you do so, you're not being annoying. You're not bothering Him. You're imitating Jesus. Anyway, that's my opinion. If you have any questions, any comments, please shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay, so looking at the clock, we are just about out of time. Again, thank you for spending time with me. Please visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information. If you would consider making a donation to my ministry, you can do that at followingthetruth.com. If you would consider becoming a monthly sponsor, if you're not already doing that, that would help me a great deal. followingthetruth.com. And in order to do that, all you need to do is click on donate, and you can make whatever donation you'd like to make securely through PayPal. All right, and I thank you for that. Understand and know that I'm going to keep praying for you. And remember that even though we are toward the end of Lent, we're in Holy Week now, things are wrapping up, it is not too late to keep striving for holiness. If you've messed up your Lenten resolution every day up until now, well, today's a new day. Today's a new day, and it's another chance for you to try again. The Lord is really going to appreciate that. Don't make the mistake of saying, I messed up. We talked about this a lot yesterday. I messed up, so what's the use? No. Today's a new day. Make the most of it, okay? All right, I'm going to run. Again, let me know if you need anything. Email me. I'll be praying. And don't forget, tomorrow morning on the Sunrise Morning Show at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time, you can catch me doing the final Give Up Worry for Lent reflection on EWTN Radios. That's 6:35 a.m. on Wednesday. Have yourself a wonderful night. Remember, keep asking for whatever you think you need. I plan to be back here tomorrow on the program, and you know it's just not the same without you. So if you would be so kind as to join me, I could really use the company. God bless you. Have a good night. Talk to you next time.